welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. For more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. How are you? So welcome back to the podcast, whatever you're up to right here, right now. Thank you so much for listening. And this week's topic is going to be about, is there a link between emotional and physical pain? What is your immediate answer and response to that? And we're going to delve into that topic in just a minute. Over the last, I was back at work on Monday, thank goodness. I was, and by Wednesday, I was feeling normal and good again, as health is definitely wealth. I'm sure you'd agree. I had COVID. I was really, really quite ill with it, having to take time off work. So over the last couple of weeks on the podcast, we've had a couple of re-releases for you. And behind the scenes, I was really ill. So, but I still wanted to show up on social media and on my podcast. So it's great to have some lovely things flowing out for you. But the last thing I felt up to was had a lot of head pain and all sorts, was looking at a screen. So yeah, I was very grateful to have the re-release come out. So I really hope you enjoyed them. There was one with my sister Julie New, who's also a personal recovery coach, and that one was all about healing hip and back pain. So that was a really good episode. The first ever episode, actually, is really a great one to listen to, with Sweep the cat meowing in the background. Great meditation, relaxation on there, and lots of words of wisdom from Julie about how to help with your back and hips and just life and happiness, actually, and what on earth coaching is. And the other episode was with Hannah, singing teacher Hannah, and vocal coach Hannah Sanderson. And she was talking about her journey and how Pilates has helped her Emmy singing and her back after an ice skating accident, actually, as well as a road traffic accident. And so that was a really inspiring interview as well. And it was interesting, I've interviewed both Hannah and Julie a couple of times on their podcast, and it's great to see the progression in each of their journeys. Now this week, very exciting that was interviewed on Lou Hamilton's Brave New Girl podcast. Now, I'm a big fan of Lou's work, actually, and her books as well. She's got 3 amazing books. One of my favourite ones is How to Be Fearless. I'm just holding the book up here, but it's a beautiful hardback book. It's absolutely got, it's just got these, an illustration, and then it has some words on the other side, and you can, and each page has a different illustration and words. And this week's message on this page is make progress in small steps. Thank you, Lou. And it was so sweet. She drew me a picture. Her little character is called Brave New Girl, and she has brave guests on her podcast sharing their stories. And I was over the moon to receive a guest of me as Brave New Girl doing one of my favorite back stretches and strengthening exercises called Cobra in Pilates. And it's a beautiful little illustration that she sent me. So head over to all my social media and you can see that amazing illustration there. It's me doing Pilates back exercise, mindfulness Pilates, of course, at the beach, surrounded with flowers and the sunshine. And I kind of think actually it does depict, you know, how I can help you. And also the bravery from within, which we all can have. So yeah, thank you for having me, Lou. Now today, whilst I'm recording it today, very exciting, out now is the Alcohol Free Life podcast with Janie Lee Grace. Now, I was interviewed on there and Janie asked me some very interesting questions, what I wasn't expecting at all. And it was all about this link between it, and is there a link between emotional and physical pain? And she's asking me about the metaphysical and Louise Hayhouse's work. And I thought we'd delve into this topic a little bit today. And it's a really interesting one. I mean, I was talking to a new client about her affirmation card message of the week. And I'm going to share this affirmation with you right now and then delve into this topic for you. And today we're going to do a very unique, a different meditation for you today. And it's going to be a very, very lovely emotional and physical journal healing meditation. So you're actually going to have a note, bring a notebook along today. Make sure you take a little break for that bit when it comes up shortly. Bring a notebook, bring a pen. I've got my notebook ready here. bring a notebook, bring a pen, and bring you. so that you're going to be combining journaling with your healing meditation for your body and emotions and happiness. So that's going to be lovely for you. That's coming up soon. So the affirmation of the week for you from Happy and Calm Cards, it's my deck of positive affirmation cards, is I am strong. I keep myself fit and strong every day. So what does that mean to you today? Now, when I'm working with new clients, often what's happening is they're either experiencing some pain, for example, back pain, or they're going in and out of the vicious cycle of the pain. So, but they know, unless they do actually do something about it, that cycle is going to come back again and basically hurt. And, you know, some people can get away without, you know, doing Pilates and back strengthening and core strengthening and somehow stay, not injured. But a lot of people, it catches up in the end if you're not strengthening the back, not strengthening the core muscles, not strengthening the body and moving enough. Often it does then catch up. So that's what that message means to me today. I found it quite interesting. I was very poorly with COVID, not as bad as many people, but, you know, it very ill, needing to be in bed most of the time, and not moving much. I was managing to do my 6 minutes of Pilates, a few little neck stretches, shoulder circles, all the basics. But I came back this week and did my first full hour. Gosh, I was so tight in the muscles because, you know, you're so sedentary, you don't go out, don't walk anywhere apart from to the bathroom, to your bed, to get a drink, get some food and back to bed again, kind of thing. And so a joy, absolute joy to do a whole hour this week. Like, wow. It's amazing how the body goes backwards if you don't look after it. And it's not necessarily because you don't look after it. It's because, you know, you have to go through a healing recovery phase during and after illness. I remember when I went on my first walk, I made it to the corner of the road and that was it. I was so weak. And then the next day went around the block and I was like, this is magical, absolutely magical. And it increases your gratitude so much. So the affirmation, I am strong. I keep myself fit and strong every day. What does that mean to you? So you can also journal for one minute with what that means to you too. If you'd like to, you can go for it and do that. So as I said, the interview with Janie Lee Grace is out now. And Janie is doing fantastic work. BBC Radio 2 presenter and author of Happy, Healthy, Sober and many, many books. And it has the Sober Club and doing so many incredible things, helping inspire people to become either more sober or sober, not drinking alcohol and having your best happy life. And I was very grateful to be the Pilates expert in Janie's book, helping with the back and stretches and self-care on that side of things and meditation. So, but yeah, this question came up about the metaphysical and Louise Hay, and is there this link? My immediate reaction, yes, there is absolutely a link and between the two. But you can't just focus on only one thing. And like with Louise Hay, if you don't know Louise Hay, look her up, amazing author who's physically passed away now, but her work and her spirit and her lessons and teachings live on and on and on because they are so valuable. So thank you, Louise, and thank you to the wonderful Hay House that you created. you know, we've got to continue to be, you know, very grateful for that and keep you know, spreading the word of your wonderful work still. Now, we're going to talk particularly, this can, you can relate to any, you can think about this in relation to any pain in the body, but I thought we'd focus on the back today. Now, Louise Hay has a beautiful book called You Can Heal Your Life, and I thought we'd talk a little bit about how she links, you know, the physical pains and problems in the body to the emotional, for example, and how we're thinking and what is going on with our thought patterns. And then I thought I'd expand on that in what I've seen myself over the last 24 years of teaching as well, and people's bodies, backs and minds. Now, in Louise's book here, she talks about the back. There's a whole section on all sorts of, well, nearly every physical problem there is, what she thinks the probable cause is and the new thought pattern for it, which is a positive affirmation. So I thought we'd go through the back ones, the low back, the middle back, the upper back, and also prolapsed discs. Very, this is such a juicy topic. Okay, now with the low back, it says as a probable cause, fear of money, lack of financial support. Now, the beautiful new thought pattern I shall read to you is, I trust the process of life. All I need is always taken care of. I am safe. Take a breath in, take a breath out. What does that mean to you? Okay, now we're going into the middle back. Guilt, stuck in all that stuff back there. Get off my back. And the beautiful new thought pattern is, I release the past. I am free to move forward with love in my heart. Onto the upper back, lack of emotional support, feeling unloved, holding back love. New thought pattern, affirmation is, I love and approve of myself, life supports and loves me. Then I thought we'd go on to the prolapsed discs, slipped discs, herniated discs, whatever you'd like to call them. Feeling totally unsupported by life and indecisive, and the new thought pattern, life supports all of my thoughts, therefore I love and approve of myself and all is well. Now, what can you relate to any of these? What do they mean to you? We're going to delve into helping more with this as well in today's meditation, which is going to be a very, very powerful one today, which you're going to do with journaling combined. So it's going to be a deeply healing journaling, healing meditation. Now, what I've noticed, what I thought I'd share is, for example, I help a lot, especially with the lower back. Now, what I find is, no, it's not always about the fear of money and lack of financial support. But what I do find a lot over the last 24 years observation, personally and professionally and teaching this area, is that a lot of people are not feeling supported though. So it may be financial, but a lot of the time it's other areas that where they're not feeling support. So for example, when I was going through the trauma of domestic abuse and divorce, which was like a living nightmare at the time, I ended up in hospital. You know, I'd had the MRI scans and I ended up, you know, staying in hospital to have spinal injections because of prolapsed discs. Now, did I feel supported at the time and loved? No, and I didn't know that inner love that you could really blossom and create for yourself and say nice things like I love you to yourself and I love you in the mirror, and all the incredible loving self-care with the mindfulness Pilates and all those areas that I do teach. But you have to get the support that you need, and that can be professional or whatever, and take all the angles of it. And I think you have to go with the physical angle as well. You can't just go with the thought patterns. You can't just go with the positive affirmations. And you also do need the ability to express how you feel with it and to help you come up with your own solutions. There is always a solution. The solution may not be immediate, but combining lots of different tools in your toolbox, physical, mental, emotional, maybe spiritual, whatever is right for you, can really bring you on the path to healing. Something I talked about in the interview with Jamie is, you know, yes, sometimes there can be an accident, sometimes it can be broken bones. You know, these things have to be medically sorted out, you know. And, you know, over the years, some of my clients have shared that their back has got bad at a time of bereavement, you know, of different types of bereavement of somebody they loved so much has died. And that pain, that emotional pain has exacerbated in their back so much. Yes, there may have been scoliosis or structural damage, other back structural things going on as well, but they might have been managing it well with things like Pilates and other self-care before that bereavement happened. So it is important to know what the root cause of something is, and, you know, supporting really in an ideal situation from knowing what the root cause is, because that makes a huge difference. Now, if you combine the mental thoughts with the physical, that is pretty magic. That is an incredible combination, in my opinion. And, you know, allowing yourself to feel supported. And I think that's one of the biggest things that my work teaches you to do for yourself. Now, yes, it's great to come to me as a teacher to be accountable and do a whole hour, but the other big benefits are incorporating it into your lifestyle and having a morning self-care routine, whether it's 6 minutes, whether it's longer, you know, an hour like I do, like some of my clients do. You know, we've got to find the right amount that fits in with your life and work and family circumstances and everything. But that makes such a difference, you know, to do some mindfulness Pilates, to do some affirmations, to do some journaling, to do some visualization, some goal setting, you know, ideally to get some extra walking type movement. Of course, you can do your favorite cardiovascular exercise as well. And a bit of reading isn't the icing on the cake. But I just wanted to sort of talk about this a little bit and see how you can relate in your body and the pains you've been through. When I was interviewed by Lou Hamilton, you know, talking about chaos to calm and pain to purpose. And, you know, we really can turn things around. No, we don't necessarily always cure things. Is my back completely cured? No, it's not, because there has been so much damage that's happened. However, do I feel supported? Am I getting stronger each day and week? Yes, I am. And do I feel supported? Yes, I do. Why is that? Because I ask for the help. Why is my core stability getting stronger all the time, especially after being ill? Obviously, you have to build it all back up again. It's like brushing your teeth. You have to keep doing it every day, day in, day out. Sometimes, you know, it's about getting into what I call the injury-free zone, physically, mentally, and emotionally, and spiritually, and then maintaining. And then during the sad and ill or stressful times, you know, looking after yourself the best you can with that toolbox. And if we're doing those good times, it just brings sparkle to the life, adding this in. Now, anything else I want to tell you about before we go into this wonderful little meditation for you? I think that there's so much work to do on the mind. When I say that, with the thought patterns and how we're thinking, how you're thinking, how we're thinking, you know, what I tend to find as well, I don't know whether you agree, when I'm working with others with backs and bodies and everything, you know, if there is pain going on, I generally tend to find there's a weakness in that area. Now, there can be deep healing that needs to be addressed. So sometimes, you know, a physio, osteopath, chiropractor, or doctor to consultant to, you know, different modalities are needed. Sometimes just needs mindfulness Pilates. You know, it really does vary. And sometimes need the mental emotional support, which also can come by the doctor. psychologists, psychotherapists, etc., etc., different relevant professional therapists, etc. And, you know, and with the body, you know, at the end of the day, I see it every single time. I find it particularly interesting when somebody's been going to the gym or running or whatever, but if they're not then supporting their body with the muscle strength, so that strength message is coming up again, then if the muscles become weak, have become weak in the back. I generally find the muscles become weak in the back. What do you need to do? You just need to strengthen those back muscles. Do some mindfulness Pilates back strengthening. That on its own is not enough. That will then make the back muscles strong. You also have to strengthen if the core stability muscles have become weak. You need to do the core stability strengthening and build up from the basics and gradually build up the levels that's right for you, depending on what damage is being done or how you are, where your fitness level is at. And then you get stronger and stronger core stability. That isn't enough either. You've got to add in the stretching. You've got to do the right stretches with a good alignment, good technique. And then that needs to be looked after daily. And then, of course, you think about how you sit, stand, walk, move, get out of bed in the morning, and strengthen the whole body. And within that, you can work on your thoughts. And, wow, that's another whole topic. But we're kind of talking about it today. But, you know, there's so many layers to that. Wow, so many layers. But you can do it. Step by step, and every time you do a little bit more, you say well done to yourself. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking now and get you to enjoy the healing meditation. It's going to be a journal healing meditation for your body, mind, and happiness. I really hope you enjoy it. Get your pen ready, get your paper ready, your notebook ready, journal, whatever you want to call it. And really hope you enjoy joining in. So big welcome to today's meditation. You're going to do this meditation today sitting, and you need a pen and a notebook or journal for this meditation. And you're going to sit with good posture. And before you do the writing bit of this meditation, I'd like you just to start off by breathing and relaxing. Sitting with good posture, place your hands on your heart or wherever is comfortable for you and close your eyes. And you're going to breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth, relaxed, recharging your batteries with the affirmation, I am strong. I keep myself fit and strong every day. Breathe and relax. Relax your shoulders, happy shoulders. Relax your tummy. Let your tummy rise and fall as you breathe and relax in through the nose, out through the mouth, relax. And keep this breathing going, breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. And one for love. And stay in this nice, relaxed, meditative state. And you're going to get your pen and notebook now. And just stay nice and relaxed. And you're going to have a think about, if you have any aches or pains in your body or mind, you're going to journal with these beautiful questions and write down whatever comes to you. And the first one is, especially for you, when did the pain, the ache or pain start? And just write down whatever comes to you. And if you're feeling in that lucky, beautiful, health is wealth space and this doesn't apply to you, breathe and relax. But if it does, it might even be just a tiny thing. When did the pain start? You can always pause any of the questions if you want to write for a little bit longer. Breathe and relax. And the next journaling question is, breathe and relax. And what was happening at the time? And just write down whatever comes to you. What was happening at the time? Was there a trigger, a cause of this at all? Breathe and relax. This is very similar to the last question, but it's just taking it from another angle. Write down what comes to you. What does this mean to you? Do you know what the root cause is? Breathe and relax. You know what the root cause is. And breathe and relax. And the next question. What would help you right now? What would help you right now? Breathe and relax. And finally, are there any action steps to take? And just write those down. Are there any action steps to take? Just write down what comes to you. It might be similar to the previous answer, or they might be good to expand on this. What would support you? Are there any action steps to say what would support you? Write down your own inner wisdom that comes to you. Thank you. Breathe and relax. And then after meditation, just close your eyes, hands on your heart, and give thanks for this healing meditation for your body, mind, emotions, and happiness. And allowing those beautiful solutions to flow in, and giving yourself permission to heal deeply so that you can live happily ever after. Sending you lots and lots of love. With today's beautiful affirmation, I am strong. I keep myself fit and strong every day. Saying to yourself, giving yourself a big hug just for you. Saying to yourself, I love you. And say your name as well. I love you with your name. Lots and lots of love. I just also in the podcast today just talk a little bit about the journaling and the meditation and how valuable and helpful it can be. Now I thought I'd be a little bit brave and share my journaling from today's meditation. So okay, where shall I start with this? So the first thing was about one of the first questions that came up in the meditation was about, where are we? It's about when did the pain start? So from a back pain perspective, I mean, there's obviously we go through different aches and pains in our lives, physical, emotional, mental, etc. But the one I chose to focus on in today's meditation was my back and when the back pain started. And the back pain started for me with this, it was called bomber train. Bomber training at the time. It was this really heavy fitness training that I did. I was a national junior squash player and I did this fitness training and I absolutely loved it actually, but it hurt me. It really hurt my back. And that was kind of the beginning of being in a vicious cycle with my back for goodness knows how long. And even now I have to really, really, really train and look after my body a lot with mindfulness, Pilates, etc. So that was the answer I came up there. And I wrote that it was being in and out of that vicious cycle of having MRI scans, going to the physio, osteopath, chiropractor, I've seen them all. Well, not every practitioner in the world, but you know what I'm saying. And I then ended up with certain jobs, especially as a backpacker and as a student, doing heavy lifting that aggravated it. I had a road very, as you know, some of you, had a very severe road traffic accident, life-threatening road traffic accident in Australia, cycling to work, stress. I can read my writing here. We must try and write neatly in our journaling, everybody. I can't read. Oh yeah, bike falls, whiplash, and it went on and on really. And then when it came to the, which I think is a really great bit in meditation, is the constructive, you know, how can you help yourself? You know, what do you need? And finding that inner wisdom that's coming from you. For me, mindfulness Pilates is kind of my number one go-to thing. I want finding a good masseur. I do know a brilliant masseur who I do recommend in her global training, but usually a bit too busy. So I do need to find a good masseur to help release the final tensions in my muscles and get the muscles out of the fight and flight response that they're in still to a certain extent, and a good physio to support, more massage, more tender loving care, more spa days and retreats, more Pilates, and I put thank you. So that was the wisdom I've got. So I'm going to then from that make a to-do list. And to be honest, no, I don't do the spa days, I don't do the retreats, but I do create me time every single day. But there are things that I would love to add in. I'd love to be able to do more things like that in the future and going forwards. And definitely I would love to have a regular massage and things like that. So there's lots of, you know, some of them are to, you know, pending, some of them are to do, some of them, you know, want to bring in at some point. But some things can immediately easily bring in, like more mindfulness Pilates. Yes, I do it every morning, 6 minutes. Yes, I do an hour a week. Yes, I incorporate it into my lifestyle. Yes, I take regular stretch breaks from the computer. But actually, my back and body need to do even more. So, you know, I hope you find it valuable hearing my journaling notes there to then, you know, see how you can actually create action and get more benefits from listening to your wisdom from today's meditation. I really hope me sharing that with you has helped you in some way. Lots of love. So welcome back after that meditation. How are you feeling? I really hope you enjoyed it. It's really worth rereading what you've written. And then in somewhere where you're going to look at it and take action regularly, what action steps are you going to take from it? I'd love to know how you get on with this. Please connect on email or social media. I'm Beverly Densham everywhere on social media, from Facebook to the lovely Instagram, even Twitter and LinkedIn, of course, etc., etc. YouTube, etc. I'd love to know how it helps, because you've got a lot of inner wisdom within you, but we do all need that support. And you know what I love about my work, my mindfulness Pilates work is, you know, you can have give your provide yourself with more and more support every single day of your life. Because at the end of the day, life is like the waves of the sea. There are good times, there are challenging times, there are sad times of life. And this tool, mindfulness Pilates toolbox, really can be part of that support mechanism for you as well. So I've always got the discovery calls available, or the discovery calls with the mini one-to-one taster sessions. So please get in touch from the links under the podcast or post. And yeah, love to help and support you on your journey. Oh, the other thing I forgot to tell you actually today is I'm also teaching more and more lawyers as well. And yeah, I've created some fantastic corporate workshops and classes, bite-sized classes and workshops for lawyers at the desk to go from stressed to calm. Because it's very important to have strong resilience at work. It really, really is. And I feel part of my job is helping support solicitors and all the lawyers out there as well. As well as, of course, with all my Happy Kids work with that as well. And mental health support. That is crucial. Very passionate about that as well. So, yeah. Just wanted to share that with you. Anyway, have a good week. And yeah, love to hear if you listen to The Brave New Girl, Lou Hamilton, or Janie Lee Grace, Alcohol Free Life podcast. It's the first time I've shared publicly about my sober journey as well. So you might want to have a little nose of that as well. But I hope today's podcast has been of value to you. Gift it to friends and family and your social media friends if you'd like to. But otherwise, have a beautiful week and look after you. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduce back pain to feel good one-to-one mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.